Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are life's opportunity to do that. So am I, and so it is. That is good news. That is welcome news, because we realize that the only demand there is to use that wonderful life we are given to create the very best possible experiences and moving forward in family and in relationships and in creating wonderful places and spaces to be in the world. So I know that as life moves through us, we shape it, we send it on its way through our thought, through our meaning. We welcome you, whoever you are, wherever you're from, whatever your current and future thought and feeling and idea about life, however you self-identify, whatever ethnicity, whatever group you identify with, all of those are welcome and celebrated, not just welcome, but celebrated, because all of them are expressions of that one power, of that God, that one life that is moving through and taking shape as each of us. So as you're utilizing life in its highest and greatest, we welcome you. If you're struggling with some of the business of life, we welcome you. This is a place where you can learn tools for growth, tools for solving problems, and tools for simply coming together in community and experiencing greater love than you might have had before. So I welcome you. I'm glad you're here. And I look forward to the opportunities to reach out and to know you more personally. Wherever you are, wherever you're from. So I'd like to invite you then to listen to a little more about who we are as we share with you our Declaration of Principles. These are what we believe and what our whole program here is based upon. I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. You can find those written in more detail on our website if you choose to dig more into it. Spiritual Mind Treatment is the form of prayer that we teach, the form of prayer that has become very powerful and effective in its use because of scientific approach to practice and understanding and getting clearer and better at it. Our practitioners are folks who have studied this process and studied this teaching so that they can use that practice and others to really make a difference in their lives, to find and create and bring forward into their experience those things which are most dear to their hearts and much more in alignment with what they desire and what they want to do in their lives, rather than being just following along with what's expected. These practitioners are trained and certified and licensed because they've also demonstrated that they can help you. They can show you how to move into a life much more of your intention, desire, and dreams. This morning, one of our practitioners will share with us a reading and a prayer or spiritual mind treatment, as we call it. And that wonderful person is Norma Roberts, coming to us live from the Bay Area of Florida. Thank you, Norma.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here this morning. You know, as I was thinking about the message today, I tried to find what could I tie in with our title today, what ideas or concepts would be relatable. Anyway, I know there are certain ideas or concepts that we must incorporate in our minds if we are to have successful lives. First, what is the I everyone uses? Second, can anyone use your I for you? Absolutely not. Your use of I is your responsibility. Anytime we couple I with a thought that contradicts our highest good, such as doubt or fear, we should not be surprised if the very thing we doubt or fear appears as our experience. When we become one with the ideas that support our positive welfare rather than oppose it, we may be certain that the corresponding goods is what we will experience. Our conscious minds, our subconscious mind that is, must be filled with ideas of faith, of trust, and of greatness, our greatness. When we become consciousness, or when we become consciousness of what we want, it then appears in our lives. But there's one idea that we remember. What the great thinkers have thought, we can think also. If we are not demonstrating massive good in our lives, it's time to start thinking like those who have. We must dig deep and develop an inner concept as we speak of ourselves that sounds something like this, like, I am all the qualities necessary to accomplish my desires. Or, I have absolute faith in myself. I have no interest in any suggestion that would tempt me to doubt myself or to be afraid. Our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, stated, such is the power of right thinking, that it cancels and erases everything unlike itself, places no limit on principle. It answers every question, solves every problem, is a solution to every difficulty. We should let this truth be our way. And now I invite you to just join me in our daily treatment by just taking a deep, cleansing, relaxing breath. Just breathe in for a moment. And as I deliver this treatment, I invite you to accept whatever positive you can accept and let the rest go. As I know, there is but one power, one presence, God, the good, all-powerful and everywhere equally present. I am one with the Spirit of God, expressing as my consciousness of this truth. In mine, I permanently eradicate and totally eliminate every negative idea, thought, or feeling that has held me bound, and raise my thoughts to the truth that sets me free. I therefore announce my freedom from fear, debt, doubt, lack, or any physical limitation, and declare my freedom to be whole, well, and happy. I dream of the life that is perfect for me. This vision is the Spirit of God in me, announcing the experience that is already mine and awaits my complete acceptance. I declare the infinite intelligence of God is now guiding me into new and greater experiences of perfect health, greater fulfilling wealth, harmonious personal relationships, and creative self-expression than I have ever experienced before. So I now give great thanks as I know whatever I can see, whatever I can believe, whatever I can accept, that I can receive. Therefore, I believe in my vision. I accept it and I declare that it is my truly mine as I await its perfect manifestation. It is with great joy I release this word spoken into the law of mind with absolute knowing that it is already so, and its perfect manifestation is certain and assured, as together we say, and so it is. And now I invite you to relax and accept our reflective music today that's designed for meditation. The title is This Inner Space, and it's by Marcy Bruce. Thank you so very much for being here.
Just breathe, inert space. in that same tone and feeling of simply breathing and moving into that inner space. Listen, if you will, and imagine with me a story first told by Richard Bach in the beginning of his book, Illusions. It seems that in a particular place in the universe, particular idea, thought, and formation, there was a beautiful crystal clear river. And it was clear, and it was so that the sunlight could shine through all the way to the bottom of it. So the light came through in patterns of as the surface of the water would change and shift and move. And the water moved very, very fast through that river, especially up nearer the top. But down in the very depth, there were creatures living who had found holes, and they found areas that perhaps were more protected from the current, where they could cling to the rocks and cling to all of the things around down there to hold them in place so they wouldn't be swept away. And they lived their lives and their generations and generations in that held place, in that spot where they could only see what was around them. Except for one. One in the group said, "You know, this is just making me crazy." He fell in love with the current. He looked at the current, he watched it, and he was like, "I wonder what it would be like." He said it out loud. "I wonder what it would be like if I turned loose and let the current carry me." And the folks in the village laughed and said, "You know, that would be just fine, but it would definitely not be a pleasant experience." And he said, "Yes, but I'm dying hanging on to all of this stuff here." And they said, "Well, you would die a lot faster if you turned loose, because you'd be smashed against those rocks just downstream that you see." And he thought about it, and he thought about it, and he decided, "You know," I say he, it might have been she, he, it, the one. I apologize for my automatic choice of he. The one let go, and the one decided that it would be better to die on the rocks than to die of boredom attached to the bottom. And so indeed, he sat and he took a couple of deep breaths, and he got his energy flow up, and he got ready, and he found the highest point in the village, and he pushed off and jumped as high as possible into the current, so the current would carry him downstream and he'd find out what's there. And sure enough, the villagers were right. He smashed into the rocks that were just downstream. But he didn't die. Instead, he bounced off of the rocks, and then he fell back down and hit the rocks again. And then what he discovered was, as he kept working with the current, he would fall back fewer and fewer times and further apart, until finally he found himself flowing in that current and flying high above the bottom of the river. And as he flew and as he was carried downstream, he passed other villages, and they looked up and said, "Oh my goodness, look, it's one who looks like us. He must be a Messiah. He must be a savior for the rest of us who are stuck here on the ground, on the bottom, holding on." And he shouted down to them, "Oh no, I'm just like you. You can let go. You can fly. You can do all that I'm doing, but you got to let go of what is familiar and what has you attached to the bottom." And they were just like awed and amazed, and they totally ignored what he said, just as many messiahs have been ignored. And as he floated on by, he noticed, looking back, that they decided instead to build a building and get a committee together and decide how they could describe and carry on for the future those amazing moments when they had seen the Messiah flying by. And he went on to others and to others, shouting the same thing: "You can do this. This is who and what you are." And was ignored. I love that story because it carries so many truths and so many great ideas from our teaching is that we also teach, and also from just life itself and the understanding of how it all works and what works. Today's title is Dig Deeper. It should perhaps be Dive Deeper, since I'm using a lot of water metaphor today. But in that breathing, in that song you heard, that deeper space, that inner space is the place where we are all connected, where there is a unification of the oneness showing up most powerfully. And in the reverse way, in a sense, that diving deeper for the creature, the crystal creature, the one, meant releasing and letting go and floating up into that deeper space. So whether you think up or down, it's the same place, it's the same direction, it's the same idea. And the message is clear. There is not any Messiah out there that does anything other than point to and show us the way, because the real Messiah is alive and well within you. The real freedom, the real goodness, the real change that's coming in the world is alive and well within each of us. Ernest Holmes said a very interesting thing back in the 1920s when he said this: "We are in the greatest age of all history. We are in the age of the unifying of all people and all things into the ever-present one." This was the 1920s. This was before World War II. This was between the wars when he wrote that. And yet it feels like it's so true today. This is the greatest age of history. This is the time where, unlike any other time, we have open, free communication between ourselves and people all over the world. It is a time where we can know what's happening instantly. An event starts to take place on a street, you know, in India somewhere, or in this country or whatever country, and within moments you see it and hear it and know it on the screen in your living room, perhaps, or your cell phone. We have never in the history of the world been this connected. Individual tribes were, not unlike the creatures on the bottom of the river, but they only saw their little world. And what's happened now is the whole of all of human experience has been opened up to us and revealed. That which is hidden has been revealed. That's a phrase you hear in a lot of different spiritual places and spiritual groups and communities. So now, more than ever, it becomes imperative for us who are spiritually minded, who are aware of what's happening out there in the larger world and aware of what's happening in our world, to turn loose. To turn loose of our limited thinking, to turn loose of that which makes us small, to turn loose of that which we've held on to that keeps us in our space and place that's familiar and comfortable. We have now more than ever the call to turn loose and dig deeper and fly higher. All of those similes and phrases that are really pointing to the same thing. And that is looking beyond our immediateness to what is possible in the greater. Looking beyond what's happening right here and now and in my world right around me, and seeing what's possible in the greater world of human expression and human experience and spiritual life within each of us and expressing in the world because of that. We have to let go of the familiar in order to trust our inner voice, which may still show up as the familiar, but to trust that inner space, that inner place, and go deeper into it, because that's what's drawing us forward. In that place is where we can be drawn into that greater and greater expression and greater experience. Ernest Holmes, our founder, also said this. He said, "Our mutual attitudes are our most priceless possession. Our mutual attitudes are our most priceless possession, meaning that what we are thinking and feeling and doing and going and about today together is what will carry us forward. That's our most priceless possession. That which seemingly opposes the world can be overcome and dissolved by right thinking and right motives. This universe is our field of opportunity. I would say our playground of opportunity. See, as we think about that whole idea that the real power is in our thought, the real power is diving deep, not into necessarily the things happening out there, but diving deep into what's happening within each of us, because that's where we have the power to change. That's where we have the power to let go. That's where we have the power to soar or to dive deep into that current of life, pulling us forward and pulling and moving through us. There's a line in that phrase, in that whole set of ideas that actually comes from The Richer Living, which is a reading on page, whatever the page number was up there for you. And the idea in the middle of that is, 298, thank you, that those worldly things may be that the material world looks to be a challenge right now, the material physical world. He also says in there that we can't depend upon and place our security in the physical world. That it may challenge us, it may be a bumpy ride. But what we do is we must understand what's happening out there on a deeper level and in a broader way in order for it not to become an obstacle for us. So we can see prosperity in a greater way. We can see freedom in a greater way. We can stand in the truth that understanding within us is the greater expression and the greater experience. It was quite wonderful that Emerson said, the true greatness is the recognition that what is true for me is true for all people. So being afraid and the things I'm afraid of, others may be afraid of and are afraid of. And the power and truth that others can accomplish and do is mine too. Their greatness is my greatness because we're one, because we're connected. So that right thinking and right motives. So there's some questions that came up for this week. One is, how do we help ourselves grow, and how do we help ourselves embrace and get into that larger space? Well, I've kind of answered that with the story, but it's also the recognition behind and underneath everything. There's one power, one infinite intelligence that is expressing itself in all shapes and forms, including each of us, including all people on the planet and beings and sentient beings and rocks and trees and mosquitoes and whatever's there. All of it is coming out of that one field of energy and information that's taking shape and form. And we're learning more and more about that through quantum physics and through other kinds of physics that are looking at the deeper, what are the basic place that all form comes from. And what we're now knowing is it comes from energy and information. It comes from what we would call consciousness, and what many scientists are referring to as consciousness as well. So how do you know? How do you know if your right thinking is truly right thinking and is really moving you towards that place, that thing, that idea that is a greater idea, that is a higher, deeper consciousness that is moving us forward with ease and grace into that greater living and greater beingness? What's the cure? What's the key? How do you know? Of Course in Miracles says there we live our lives on the cusp of two choices, love and fear. Love and fear. So if your choice, if your thought, if your ideas are expressing greater love, greater truth, greater embracing and embodying love of all beings, then you're probably on the right track. If it's leading you, however, to fear and hatred and anger and resentment and attackment, that's a new word, then indeed, it's probably not leading you towards that higher consciousness, that greater, deeper place of life unfolding from within, that place where life is created from within each of us as God itself, Spirit itself, coming forward into shape and form in our choices and in our lives. So love for others, love for ourselves first. Not that one excludes the other, but if we are not loving ourselves, we can only love others to the degree that we love ourselves. Jesus said it. Love one another as you love yourself. As you love yourself. Not when you do, not after you do, but as you're doing it. That's when you are connected in loving others. Just by the very act of love, period. Love is a whole, complete, one universal presence, power, and experience in life. So however love is showing up for you and in you as you, know that it is also resonating out to anything that matches that anywhere in life. If you've got grandkids, you know how much you love them. Well, that love of young children, that young love of people, that love of the next generation, that is universal throughout all human beings. So when you're doing it, you're participating in adding to the love of one generation for another. They are our best teachers. They are showing us where the world is headed to. And yeah, we are leaving them a legacy, but you know what? The really important part is what they are doing with where they are and who they are. And how they are. And that's just one example. How do we love ourselves? How do we love others? How we love our planet, our Mother Earth, that which has nurtured our bodies and made us physically possible to live and have life on this planet? A lot of fear and concern about that right now in terms of how we've been moving forward and how we're moving forward now. The earth will be fine. She will grow. We may not, as human beings. We may end up creating a habitat that we can't survive in. But we will still live as spiritual beings. We'll just have to do it some other way, some other place. And I'd hate to give up this beautiful, beautiful garden that we live in. So the motive is love. The deeper thinking is a recognition of the one power that's in all people and in each of us. And in that, we find great hope, great awareness of becoming. And here's the last part I want to share with you for right now. There's a great old nursery rhyme song. Comes out of Europe, actually, or out of England, back in the 1800s, I believe. And it had some political significance at the time that is lost on me at this point. But it's row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Do not, the song doesn't have a say, you know, get a speedboat and go upstream all the time, or try to paddle upstream. If you've ever done that in a swift moving river, you know how much work that can be and how hard and how difficult and how little progress you can make sometimes. But to row downstream, gently, just letting the current carry you and making adjustments to keep yourself moving in the current. Merrily, merrily, life is but a dream. It's a joyful way to live. because that's the other piece. If we dive deep, as we dive deep in our thinking, in our consciousness, in our loving, you can't help but have joy just pop up and burst through whatever experiences in life that you're having. And you deserve the best because you are wonderful, and so am I, and so it is. So I deliberately have made today's talk a little shorter because I want to invite you into a meditation. And the meditation is a bit of guided imagery, and because I want to invite you into the experience of that creature on the bottom of the Crystal River. So if you will, go with me in a place of quiet. Into that closed eye, if you're comfortable doing that, if you're in a safe place to do that, I invite you to get comfortable, to settle down, put your coffee down. Take a moment to just breathe deep. As the song said at the beginning, breathe. Just breathe. Breathe peace. With each breath, you let go a little more of any anxiety and any difficulty that you may be thinking about or feeling right now in this moment. And so you breathe in peacefulness and you let go of anxiety and stress. If you need it, it'll be there for you to attach to again, but for now, let it go. And get an image, if you can, of that beautiful river. We've all seen clear rivers, beautiful springs. See it flowing down pretty rapidly, and allow yourself to see that creature on the bottom of the river. And as you look at that creature and you recognize that there's something of you in that story, allow yourself to simply connect with that image, to become the creature, the one on the bottom of the river. You see the crystal clear water swirling around you, and you breathe it in and out, and you feel such life and vigor from it. You feel the current pulling you to something, somewhere that you don't even know what is. You just know it's pulling you because you don't know. You can't see past the rocks downstream. And close your eyes and if you can put your hands on your knees, your legs, and imagine you're crawling around on the bottom of that river, hanging on for dear life because the current is so strong. And as you grab a rock or a twig or something that's got you grounded to the bottom, squeeze it, hang on to it, feel it in your legs, and notice what it is. Take a look at that rock. Take a look and see what's written on it. It may be your past. It may be familiarity of some way of living. It may be an old resentment that you have used to shape your life and direct and guide your choices. It may be some hatred of the other, whatever the other may look like to you. It may be some person who's either passed on or who maybe you're afraid will pass on and leave you. Just notice, and as you notice those, simply squeeze your knees, your legs, your upper thighs tighter and tighter. Because the idea here is to hold on. You got to hold on. You got to hold on. And it gets tighter and tighter. And then imagine yourself as the one standing on the highest point in that fast-moving and somewhat terrifying current of life. As you hold on tighter and tighter, you take a deep breath and you make the decision you're going to let go. You're going to let go of all of that in order to fly, in order to dive deeply into the consciousness of life that is offering you so much, even though you don't know exactly what it is. You dive in anyway. And when you're ready, you take a deep breath and a deep breath and then let go. Let your body relax. Just let it all go. You don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to think anything about it. You just let go and let the current carry you. You may bang into some rocks that you still got connections to, some old resentments. You may bang into some rocks of people. But resist. Resist the urge to grab it. Resist the urge to attach to it. And you'll find you bounce free of it. And every time you do, feel the surge of the energy of flying, the energy of living. And as you move into that higher space, that flying space, look around and see what only you can see. We're just looking way ahead, down the river, down the current. What is this taking you toward? What is the life you choose, you want for yourself? That will be the choice for you and for everyone that you care about to participate by knowing you, for yourself individually and for your world. See what it looks like. A place of peace, perhaps. A place of power and prosperity and love and goodness. And trust that the current is taking you toward that as long as you can continue to come back to the image of those universal things, those universal ideas of love, freedom, truth, peace, power. And as you float to those and as you are carried toward them, allow yourself to be immersed in gratitude. Perhaps that is the crystal river itself. Let gratitude flow through you, over you, around you, in you, as you. Gratitude for life now, and gratitude for life to come. Knowing this is where we are and what we're doing, we release this image, we release this vision, we let it be, and so it is. And again, thank you for joining us. And let's hear now from one of our board members.
Hey, Dr. Bob. Thanks for that wonderful talk today. And it's my opportunity to share with everybody our affirmation of prosperity. But before I do, there are lots of ways you can give. You can give online at www.cslmidtown.org/donate. And you can also write in a check. You can do PayPal, lots of different ways. Check on the website. There's plenty of opportunity for you to do that. And I know for me, this is where I'm spiritually fed. So in that giving, I tithe back to the center because it really helps me grow and live every day, every week, every year. So I hope it feeds you too. And if it does, please consider giving generously. And now for our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. There's the link to donate. And now on to announcements.
And it's time for everybody's favorite fun game. Announcements, announcements, announcements. Hey, stay in touch with the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown through our newsletter. Get one email a week, letting you stay informed. And please subscribe when visiting YouTube to our YouTube channel. Those subscriptions go a long, long way. And while you're on your social media, why not give us a like and a share on Facebook? Let your friends know what we're doing. Invite them to come watch our services with you. And join us on our Zoom room throughout the week. We offer a variety of Zoom interaction opportunities each and every week here as part of the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. 10 a.m. Sunday is our discussion group around the 365 Science of Mind book every Sunday. 12 noon Sundays, our community fellowship immediately following our Sunday services. And 12 noon on Tuesday, our online empowerment opportunity. The access room information remains the same for all of our Zoom experiences. If you need access, please visit cslmidtown.org and you'll find access information on our website. Join us on any of our Zoom opportunities throughout the week. And while you're with us, be sure to connect with one of our professional practitioners. These are folks that are highly trained to support you along your spiritual journey. You can learn more on our website about our professional practitioners. Just head over to cslmidtown.org, click on About and Practitioners. Then you'll see their bios and a way to reach them and learn a little bit more about each of them. And please send us your prayer requests. Click on the Home tab and look for Affirmative Treatment Prayer Requests. Fill out the form, send it off, and get our professional practitioners praying for you each and every day. All right.
Well, this has been a wonderful morning for me. I look forward to hearing more from you about it. We will be doing one thing this week on our Wednesday night, which is in addition to what was in the video. And that is we will be doing another prosperity session from 7 to 8 on our Zoom link, which you can find at our website, cslmidtown.org. And I look forward to seeing any of you there. If you haven't been to the first of them in the series, doesn't matter. We'd love to have you this week. And we'd love to have a chance to look at some of those rocks that may be holding us all back from our greater expression of prosperity. So as we are closing, I invite you to join me in our closing affirmation. And it goes like this. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Join us now on our Zoom link. You'll also find that at cslmidtown.org. Thank you.